Blackstone Audio presents The Big Get Even by Paul DeFilippo. This book is read by Keith Sarabica.
To Deborah, who makes everything possible. To Brownie, who showed the path. And to Richard Curtis, who believed. Prologue. These days, I obey all the laws, even the stupid ones. With 3 years of parole still hanging around my neck, I can't afford to put a foot wrong. Too many vindictive people, mostly those I had stolen large sums of money from and who were never recompensed and were never going to get recompensed, would be delighted to see my ass back in jail. This newly civic-minded attitude of mine explained why I was sitting at a traffic light, idling behind another car at 3:20 a.m. on a frigid December night, while the exhaust-belching beater ahead of me had not moved for 3 full cycles of green-yellow-red. Even though no other car had passed through the intersection in any direction for several minutes, I didn't want to zoom around this blockhead, just in case a police cruiser should happen to swing by at that very moment. I had just enjoyed 3 generous mojitos, over as many hours, at Danny's Cavern, and left without getting so much as a phone number. So while, by my reckoning, I was sober as an owl, I did not want a chance blowing even a hair over the legal limit. But my patience was wearing thin. Not that I had anyone waiting for me at home, or any job to get up for in the morning. Nonetheless. So I focused my growing annoyance on the back of the driver's shaggy head, spotlighted in the muted blue radiance of the corner streetlight, and tried to send a telepathic message to move. No luck. Was he looking at his cell phone? I applauded his considerate wisdom in not texting while his car was in motion, but my inconvenience had to count for something.